Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. As time is tight. Sounds like that, doesn't it? That's a great song. Great instrumental. From the Wayback Machine, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. The world's so happy about that, by the way. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and also ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, president of Unity Marketing, author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, among other important books associated with the retail customer. Pam, thanks again for hanging out with us, and I know you got a new book that you're working on, and I invite you to serialize that book with us on the show.
As you're developing
it, let's start telling the audience about pieces of it, and we'll help you help you formulate it a little bit. That's what
I appreciate that
many times over the years with a lot of other folks, including my own book. Okay, so we're talking about disruption, and in the previous segment, we focused on there are lots of different kinds of disruption, folks, and the main thing I wanted to tell people was that in the age of the customer, most of your disruption, the most immediate disruption you need to pay attention to is coming from your customers. However, technology is disrupting, and there are some competitive disruptions out there. Tell us about that. You got a story to tell.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things, I mean, we're looking at millennials, and that's the age of the customer that's of the future, and it's the luxury customer, it's the big spending customer, it's your...
And they're just now coming into having some money to spend.
Exactly, and just, you know, and now they're starting to make decisions. Well, you know, one of the marketers that has sold, and the age of the customer, one of the things that young people do is they buy diamonds, they get engaged, they get married. So Blue Nile came out, and Blue Nile is a diamond online diamond retailer, and they learned how to sell diamonds to young men getting married in the internet world. You never look at the diamond, you don't touch it and feel it, but you just buy it by spec, and you buy it online, and you get a cheaper price, and you can put the band and the ring together and get it all set online. And so it's almost like when Blue Nile came on board, it was like they disrupted the entire jewelry business. And so many jewelers kind of, you know, sort of twiddled their thumbs. A lot of them went out of business. But the fact was, jewelry retail is the same today as it was 20 years ago when the baby boomers were dying diamonds, and 20 years before that when their granddads.
And let me tell you something else, Pam. If I had told my wife that I ordered her diamond from mail order, she would not have been happy about that, right?
Well,
that generation needed to know that you went and shopped and browsed, right? You clucked
exactly,
over it and fussed over it. But my point is, this generation, the ladies are of the younger generations, they're going to think it's cool that you went online and got this thing.
They don't care. I mean, if he buys online and he saved money, they have more money to spend on the wedding or the
piece of technology.
Right. But, you know, again, but so many retailers and jewelry people looked at it and said, case closed, we can't do it any better. But there is a company, and it's called Hearts on Fire, that has learned and innovated and disrupted traditional jewelry retailers, because they have taken, and they used Blue Nile as a challenge to say, what can we do to disrupt the normal way, I mean, the ordinary jewelry store experience? And they have created it. First of all, through their diamond marketing. They don't talk about the four C's, which is color, clarity, carat, and you know, the spec sheet. They don't worry about that. What they worry about, they've learned a way to cut diamonds in such a way that their diamonds are truly more brilliant. So you can actually see it. You don't.
So they have their own proprietary diamond
cutting thing.
Cutting,
it's like a cutting technology.
Right.
But you can see it. It's not. You don't have to look through a scope, and you know, anybody who's bought a diamond and looks through the scope says, I can't really see what they're seeing there anyway. But you can, you know, they've got that in the bag. They've got this brilliance concept. But the what I find so intriguing and so fascinating about the company is that they threw out the old jewelry cases that we've all come to know and, you know, experience. They've created an entirely new kind of jewelry store experience with cases that are hanging eye level. So it's almost like almost like a museum exhibit. Huh. And rather than having low cases where you know, there's so much stuff in the cases.
Right,
I mean,
right.
There's beautiful stuff, but you don't know where to put your eye. In these hanging cases, there's just a couple of pieces which really, you know where to put your eye. It really is amazingly different. And then you work with the salesperson on the same side of the case where they kind of, they have a full, you know, everything is high tech in their store. It's very Apple-esque, and it's really strange to think selling diamonds in an Apple-esque environment, but that's what it is, because mm-hmm. it's stripped down. They they manage the lighting, because again, light is so important to making diamonds.
But again, this is a very now thing to do.
Oh, exactly.
A very today, tomorrow thing to do, as opposed to a today, yesterday thing to do.
Exactly.
Which you and I might not be comfortable walking in that store, but the younger people will be.
Well, I'll tell you, I was very comfortable because I could really see
I know, but
it.
Pam, there were diamonds there, so of course you're going to be comfortable, right?
Well, yeah, I guess I should say my husband was sweating bullets.
Yeah, exactly. So can I have a website, please, Pam?
Yes, it's unitymarketingonline.com.
Good job today, as always.
Yes, and it's just be willing to change.
There you go. You got to think about it, folks. Disruption. You need to be the disruptor instead of being disrupted. Thanks, Pam, for being here. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We always have fun when she joins us. And I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.